Well, howdy everyone. It's really good to be back with you again and to just get in God's Word and discover some more about this life that's ours in Christ. The search or the discovery is endless because the Scripture tells us about the unsearchable riches of Christ. In other words, no matter how much you seek out to discover all that's yours in Christ, all the spiritual blessings in the heavenly places that are already yours in Christ, there's always more to discover. It's the King James uses the word unfathomable. There's no bottom. You'll never reach the bottom. You'll never reach the place where you come to the end of it. And it's an endless, wonderful discovery of this life in Christ. I mean, just think again. Think about this. Here's the Christian life. The Christian life isn't Jesus tapping you, forgiven. The Holy Spirit coming to live in you so that Christ can cheer you on to do the best you can. And he'll help you do the best you can to live the Christian life. Or Christ himself, by the Holy Spirit, coming to live inside of you, bringing you into union with his very life, being immersed into his life, being placed into his life, so that he himself, by the Spirit, can live his life through you and your unique personality as you abide in him day by day. Not just helping you to do your best, but releasing in you his best and his best being done in you and through you. Instead of doing the best you can for him, doing the best he can by him. That's the difference. So imagine or let your imagination run wild at the possibilities of Christ himself clothed in your humanity, living his life through you and the daily circumstances that make up your life. Just stunning to me. After all these decades, I was 25 years old when I discovered this. So this was 47 years ago. I just can't get over the discovery because there's always something fresh that I'm seeing because it's just so big. It's just so, it's unimaginable. He's able to do all things. Let me just read the scripture to you. I don't want to misquote it. I just thought about this. It's very familiar. This is from Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. I have my Bible here. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond anything you would ever ask or think, according to the power that works within us. Not working with us, but working within us. Now hear this again. Now to him who was able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond anything you could ask or imagine. So no matter what you would ask for Christ to be able to do in you, or imagine what Christ can do in you, let your imagination run wild until it just runs out and has to sit down and pant out of exhaustion. Then what he's able to do, the power of his life in you, his ability, that's the word power, is the word ability, just keeps going. So I'm going to read it again. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond anything you could ask or imagine, according to his ability that works within you. Man. That's just extraordinary to me. So as a matter of fact, let's just kind of stick with that verse. That wasn't where I intended to go, but the Holy Spirit kind of is emphasizing that. There's a place in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5, that speaks about our living from his adequacy instead of our trying to be adequate for him. Instead of you trying to be strong for Jesus, experiencing the strength of Jesus being lived out through you, his mental strength, his emotional strength being lived out through you. So 2 Corinthians 3:5 says this, not that we are adequate in ourselves to think anything is coming from ourselves, but our adequacy is from God. Wow. Your adequacy is now only limited by his adequacy. So no wonder there's nothing that he asks of you or me that seems unreasonable to him. Because everything he asks of you and asks of me, he's prepared by his illimitable ability to do that through us. 1 Thessalonians 5:24, one of my favorite scriptures. And the King James says it. I like the way the King James says it. Faithful is he who called you, who also will do it. We've talked about that verse before, that no matter what situation or circumstance in life, or what assignment in life you're called to, he's faithful to do it. Who's faithful to do it? The one who can do exceedingly abundantly beyond anything you've ever asked or imagined. He can do it by his power that's working within you, living from his adequacy. So it doesn't matter that you feel inadequate? No. Because the reality is this, is that apart from him, you are totally inadequate. Years ago, 47 years ago, when I first discovered that Christ alone could live the Christian life through me, I was an absolute total mess. I was at the end of my ability to fake it anymore. And what I discovered was that I just was too inadequate to live the Christian life. But that wasn't a shocker to him. I was just the failure he always thought I would turn out to be if I was trying to live the Christian life for him instead of live the Christian life from him. See, this is the wonder of it all. This is the glory of it all. This is the part that blows my mind that I can't get over. It's a supernatural life that we're called to live. Jesus even said to the apostles in John 14, the things that I've done, the works that I do, you shall do even greater. We don't need to dummy that down. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has the same attitude, the same disposition, the same perspective. He sees things the same. He thinks things the same way as he did yesterday, the day before, or 2,000 years ago. And he's capable of doing the same stuff, living the same life. He's just now living that life through my body and your body. Your body and my body gets to be the body through which Christ lives. And it's a supernatural life that he lives. That's the life and life more abundant. Living from the very adequacy of God. So it was so liberating for me when I discovered that God wasn't disappointed that I was inadequate to live the Christian life. It was worse than I thought it was. He wasn't disappointed again because I turned out to be just a failure that he always thought I would be. And you know what? That was so liberating because I finally reached to the end of my ability to try anymore to live the Christian life. Then I discovered his ability. For in my weaknesses, his strength is made perfect. Doesn't say his strength is trickled out in me and trickles out through me. His strength is made perfect in my weaknesses. So your feeling inadequate doesn't disqualify you. As a matter of fact, you're coming to the conclusion that you're inadequate to live the Christian life is the step on the precipice of breaking through into absolute and total freedom. Because once you give up on your ability to live the Christian life, then you begin to abide in his ability to live the Christian life, and he can do exceedingly abundantly beyond anything you could ever ask or imagine. Just incredible. Now just think what it would be like to wake up tomorrow morning. Wake up to the fact that Christ has clothed himself in your humanity. That you've clothed yourself in Christ's ability and adequacy. That you've been joined into his life. That he was grafted, woven into the fabric of your existence in his incarnation. So that you could be woven in the fabric of his existence in his resurrection and ascension. Whew. Jesus Christ himself. Living his life through you from the heavenly places. You living every day, wake up tomorrow morning realizing that you're living on earth in the situations and circumstances from heaven's ability, from heavenly places, from your union with Christ, from Christ, the ascended, resurrected Christ's ability to live through you, facing everything that you're going to face. You'll no longer think of anything as a circumstance or a situation that you dread. Jesus doesn't dread anything. He's not threatened by anything. He doesn't feel overwhelmed by anything. And that's who lives in you. He's more than capable. I love what the Lord said to Mary, what the angel said when he announced to her that she was going to give birth to the Messiah. And she said, "How? Since I'm but a virgin." And he said, the Holy Spirit will overshadow you and the power of the Most High will come upon you and overshadow you. And that which comes forth from you is going to be the product of God's activity. that the power of the Most High will overshadow you. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Well, the Holy Spirit now lives in you. And so the power of Christ by the Holy Spirit in you overshadows all those places and situations in your life where you feel inadequate and incapable. Because the real issue isn't in what you're going to face the rest of this day or this whatever you're facing tomorrow, whatever thing you're walking through. The issue isn't whether you are adequate or inadequate. It's not whether you're big enough or strong enough. Can you take it anymore? Can you do it? The only question is this, is he adequate, the one who lives in you? Is he able? Is he adequate? Will he be faithful to perform in you what impacts you? Because you see, it's now his story. He's taken over your life, and your story is now his story. And now he's woven in the fabric of your existence on earth, in your earth, in the life that you live. So now you can face everything when you wake up tomorrow with absolute confident expectation, the joyful and restful on the inside expectation that Christ will going to demonstrate his adequacy in every relationship, in every circumstance, in every situation. Somebody you work with, somebody you live with that's difficult to love, not difficult for Jesus. Not difficult for the one who lives in you. He's adequate for that. You don't have to deal with your child. You don't know how the wisdom to deal with a child who's being unruly, or you don't know what's going on in their life and you don't know how to speak wisdom to them. Well, Jesus is your wisdom. He has wisdom. You can be confident in the fact that he'll be adequate for the wisdom that you need in the conversation. On and on and on. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond anything you could ask or imagine, according to his ability that's working in you. Again, not just for you, not just with you, but literally working in you, and therefore it's worked out through you in the life that you live. Okay? Well, I trust that you have a great rest of the day abiding in Christ, experiencing the wonders of living from Jesus, not just living for him, doing the best you can, but living from him, doing the best he can. Okay? God bless.